This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
20 years ago, it made global headlines, the death of missionary Graham Staines and his two sons while the family were doing missionary work in India. On the 16th of May, the movie The Least of These shares their story. It's an incredibly powerful movie.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates. The tool he uses.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
Who is he?
Staines.
Shari Rigby plays his wife Gladys in the movie and joins us. Thanks for being on the show and well done on such a great film.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I love this movie and I love the people that made it and the message behind it. So thank you so much.
The character of Gladys Staines is obviously a gorgeous, gorgeous one, about an amazing woman. What was it about her that appealed to you?
Yeah, I think the thing that really appealed to me about Gladys was that she was just this incredible woman that was there to serve, you know, to serve the people of India, to serve the lepers, to go alongside and to be this partner to Graham. And, you know, I think that when anybody leaves the comfort of their home and then goes to the places that Graham and Gladys went to and then raised their children, there is something extraordinary about them. And, you know, I remember watching videos when I first ended up taking the role, and I watched her, and the way that she carried herself, I mean, she was so elegant and so feminine, yet here she was serving there in the trenches, you know, and I thought, wow, what a powerful woman. What grace and beauty has God given this woman?
Mm. And you yourself got to go to India to film the movie. Had you been there before the experience with The Least of These?
No, I had not. In fact, that was my very first time in India. And it's funny, I had been praying in 2014 at Christmas time and said, okay, God, you know, what's the next movie? Where are you sending me? And shortly thereafter, I received a phone call from Beverly Holloway, a casting director in Hollywood. She said, there's this, you know, fantastic role for you that's being offered to you. And she said, oh, and by the way, you're going to India. And I said, oh, gosh, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to take it. And, you know, I really didn't have any desire to do that. It was funny because 2 weeks had gone by and Victor Abraham, who is the executive producer, called me, and then Stephen Baldwin. And then God reminded me, he said, you know, you sat here and you asked me, what was your next movie? What was the story? Where were you going to go? And this is what I've given you. And it was like, okay, here we go, God. So I went to India and I was there for 6 weeks and it rocked my world and changed my life forever.
It's an amazing country that you see on screen, and obviously amazing people as well. You and a number of the other cast and crew worked with people who even now are modern day people experiencing leprosy. What was it like to see that tangibly and be there face to face?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that was so incredible was working on set with people that were still dealing with leprosy. I mean, when you're in Hollywood, you would never have experienced this. You would have been working with, you know, other actors that were actually prosthetics or some type of makeup. And so here we were actually put into these situations where, you know, you could still see the extremities that had been lost or things that they were still dealing with, but the medication. And so it really was real and heartfelt. I think the biggest thing was being in the hills and, you know, in the leprosy colony where they were actually living, and just being reminded that it's not something that died with the biblical days. You know, I think so many people think that, but here we were in the midst of people in modern day society that are living with this disease, and that they are still being, you know, looked at as this is a karma situation. And so it just humbled me, and it reminded me that God is so in control, and that really Graham and Gladys's lives were about serving these people.
And to embody somebody like Gladys in the way that she cared for people, in the way that she forgave those people who broke apart her family, really, when her husband and her two sons were killed, how did that impact you personally as somebody who has a faith and obviously learns from the characters that you embody?
I think really what I took away from Gladys and her character was really the ultimate forgiveness. You know, when we talk about in our faith, when we talk about forgiveness, there's so often it's like you're standing there and you're really faced with something that's as horrific as what she experienced, would you really be there in that moment, you know, to say, I forgive them? And as an actress, I kept saying to the director and the people around, I kept saying, there's nobody that would have, you know, forgiven these people like this. This would not have happened. And, you know, she would have at least been more emotional. And they said, no, this is the way she was. And it was the ultimate forgiveness is really once you forgive somebody and you truly forgive them, that's when you find freedom. When she said those words, it was really about her finding the freedom to go on and continuing to serve the people that her and her husband love.
Yeah, there's so much to admire about her character and obviously the movie as a whole, Sherry, and many people are going to watch it. What would you love for them to take away from the least of these?
Yeah, I think when people watch this movie, I think the takeaway is really about forgiveness. I think it's about, you know, being reminded that really what she displays in that moment is really about being reminded that we are called to serve the least of these. And yeah, I just hope that people see it as a modern day call to action, that they would step in and serve the people that they can.
It certainly is a fantastic one. Well done on the movie. Well done on your Australian accent as well, by the way. That's hard to nail, and I think you did a great job.
Thank you. I tried. She was so elegant. You know, the way she talked, she almost had this kind of like very slow, you know, just, I don't know, she was just elegant. It was very difficult. I thought, where did you come from, beautiful lady?
It's been lovely chatting with you, and I look forward to many more people seeing the movie as well. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.